This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off our number 3. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And I have been promising that we will get into this story about the absurdity of copyright laws, and we'll get into this. And then, Conan, you've got something that you want to bring up that we will get to unless the phones get flooded, and hopefully we do wind up getting into the story. Or actually, it's more a question. You have
it's an evergreen.
Sorts.
It's an evergreen. It can move on to the next week, but I think it's a fun. I think it's a fun little thesis, and it brings up some interesting questions that people might enjoy.
Well, I like that. So let's get into this weird, absurd story about a 45-year-old song, a 49-year-old song, and a man that's been dead for 19 years. Well, apparently it's in court right now. Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page testified on Wednesday in a copyright infringement trial, saying that he did not recall hearing until recently a song containing a musical riff that his band is accused of stealing for its hit Stairway to Heaven. Page, who is 72 years old, took the witness stand on the second day of the trial in federal court in Los Angeles. And that's where the case is being heard for the accusation that the British band Led Zeppelin is accused of lifting the opening chords for Stairway to Heaven from the American band Spirit, and specifically their 1967 song, Taurus. The lawsuit has called into question the originality of Led Zeppelin's signature song and one of the most widely heard compositions in rock history. Page said that while he owns Spirit's self-titled 1968 album that includes the song Taurus, that has the descending chromatic four-chord progression that is at the center of the lawsuit, he says it's one of over 9,000 albums in his music collection, and he did not know when it made its way into his library, adding, "I don't think I've listened to the first album."
Hey, didn't we already put up with this nonsense with the MC Hammer, or no, I'm sorry, Vanilla Ice and Queen?
Oh, that was a sample. That was sampling.
Right, but in this case, it's just the opening, so it is kind of a sample.
Both of those people were alive, and that lawsuit was filed within a year or two of Ice Ice Baby being on the radio.
How did that turn out, by the way? Does anyone remember? Daryl?
I don't remember.
Mr. Man of ever. I got the filing cabinet of knowledge.
I don't remember, but I think this is incredibly interesting because it involves a man that died in 1997 and a song that was written in 1967 and a song that was written in 1971, and it's taken over 45 years for anybody to pay any attention to it.
And how many people are left in the band Spirit that are still alive?
That I don't know, but
I think I do, because the
headline
I'm seeing.
Randy Wolf is the guy that wrote the song Taurus.
The headline I'm seeing is Led Zeppelin being sued by surviving member of Spirit. In other words, I think this guy might be the last one.
And he's probably run out of money. And he's like, what can I do to pay these medical bills?
If one were
I know.
A little skeptical, you could probably come to that conclusion.
Because I heard this a long time ago.
Stairway to Heaven was being sued by Taurus happened.
Not sued, but I heard at least a decade ago that Stairway to Heaven was closely related to this song, and I remember listening to it. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of familiar. I've loaded it up, but I can't play it because we're on the airs.
The civil action was brought by Michael Skidmore the trustee for the late Randy Wolf, Spirits guitarist and composer of Taurus. And I'm guessing, and the story that I have from Reuters does not mention that Skidmore is the sole surviving member of Spirit, but Chris, you're saying he is?
Again, I'm looking at headlines, and that's it. So I'm my internet's slow right now, so I can't click through to it. I'm trying, but
Skidmore,
I may have more.
Skidmore's complaint seeks to have Wolf's name added to the writing credits for Stairway to Heaven and damages to be paid in an amount to be proven at trial. Page testified that he liked Spirit and had heard a few of the band's songs on the radio in the 1960s, but not specifically Taurus. He also said that Led Zeppelin regularly played a riff from Spirit's song Fresh Garbage in its live shows in 1968 as part of a medley for the Led Zeppelin song As Long As I Have You, but Page said he did not recall opening for Spirit at Led Zeppelin's first U.S. show in Denver and had never heard Spirit perform live. Page said he first listened to Taurus only after he was made aware of comparisons being made on the internet between Stairway to Heaven and Taurus in recent years. Of the song, he says, it was totally alien to me. Led Zeppelin attorney Pete Anderson said in the trial's opening arguments that the musical riff in dispute was not unique. So the attorney for Led Zeppelin, specifically Jimmy Page, is saying, hey, listen, this was not a unique riff. And this guy, Randy Wolf, did not create it, so he can't claim to be the owner of it. He took it from somewhere else, and we copied it from somebody somewhere. Like, we admit it's not unique.
Yeah, I mean, how?
But
long,
this guy's not the creator.
How long have musicians been plucking on strings? Thousands of years. Somebody, somebody, has already come up with the Stairway to Heaven riff. The famous one that we're all familiar with.
I can tell you.
And this Taurus guy ripped it off from them, probably. It's nothing new under the sun. Come on, man. This is ridiculous.
I used to play in some bands. I used to play bass, and I used to play guitar, and I played some other instruments, too. And I remember being about probably 12, 13 years old, and on acoustic guitar, I just sort of slid the E. Any of you guitarists up there will know what I'm talking about. But, like, slide an E up to the fifth.
You play the whole song on the E string.
Nah, but I took an E chord. I slid it up to the fifth and the seventh frets, and I just sort of went up and down. And it made, I thought, a really pretty little progression there. And then
one of your buddies found out.
No. I always thought this was like, okay, this is the basis for a song I could write. And then I can't remember what the circumstances are, but I listened to a John Denver song. And guess what?
He did that same sort of
thing.
It
was the exact same thing. Now, if this had been a plagiarism case, absolutely, you know, they could have found that, yes, you obviously lifted that. Even though I absolutely never heard this John Denver song until, you know, it was a year or two after.
Right, and that's another one of the weird things about copyright and patents is that it, you know, totally does not recognize or acknowledge the fact that people can come up with the same idea independently of one another.
Right.
Yeah. There were how many people working on the telephone,
the light bulb,
at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thomas Edison did not invent the damned light bulb. He just made it, you know, like a little better and
functional, usable,
and incandescent.
And was the first guy to start selling them.
Well, not necessarily the first guy to start selling them, but he was the first guy that started mass producing them.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
And he's the first guy that filed papers for the incandescent light bulb.
Yeah.
And then claimed rights over those from there on out.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that I think a lot of people don't understand is that copyright is, you know, a fairly new concept in human history. None of the works of William Shakespeare were ever under copyright. None of the works of Bach, Beethoven, Mozart were ever under copyright.
Which is why I release those songs and I say that I was the composer. And nobody can mess with me.
No, people can still mess with you because you can't actually invoke your claim of ownership because everybody knows that it's bunk. Everybody knows that it's BS. Your thoughts, welcome on this or anything, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we have Skype, username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at adamandeve.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Conan, we'll get to your thesis in just a second.
Thesis slash question.
Whatever it is, we'll get to it in just a second. But, you know, I don't know if this is something that you need to make business cards for, but if you do,
no.
You can head over to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL when you check out, and you can get some really good deals. You can get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 when you use promo code FTL. And Vistaprint is great for small business owners. They offer a ton of custom products for home and office needs. Business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, and so much more. Head over to Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL at checkout. Again, you can get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. And, of course, the quality is great, and they're customizable all the way from the design to the thickness of the cardstock to extras. You can get, like, silver leaf added to your business cards. Of course, that costs a little bit more. But Vistaprint.com, use code FTL at checkout. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live.
So I saw a video this week. Amongst all of the Orlando shooting videos are a hoax videos that I was watching. But this one really...
So, hold on. Let me just ask this real quick.
Nope, when not going there.
Hold on. When you say it's a hoax, are you saying that there was nobody that got shot, the club does not exist? What exactly do you mean when you say it's a hoax?
It was a crisis that happened that is being taken advantage of. And the overall argument is... Hey, they just dropped it in our lap, this crazy person.
Okay.
Let's take these rifles away.
So people actually got shot?
Probably.
Okay, then that would not be hoax.
I'm going to say some of the crisis actors, some of the relatives who were brought out, probably crisis actor hoaxers. And then there are probably some real ones, and we probably haven't even seen them because they're really in a state of grief, and the last thing they want to do is go on television and talk about their grief. And whereas there are some who can hardly carry a conversation because they are clearly reading off of cue cards, they do exist. And
so not unlike what a lot of people insinuated after Sandy Hook, that some of the parents seemed a little too scripted, were sort of crying on cue.
Crying on cue is a big one.
Things like that.
Yeah, it's hard to swallow. And then, of course, you had this Orlando just got hit. I mean, you had the young YouTube singer Grippy, who was shot before all this even happened. Then you had the shooting, the gay club shooting, and then you had the alligator attack. And of course, in L.A., a lot of people didn't hear this one. You had another individual who was caught with a lot of guns and some gaseous explosives in his car, who seemed like he was on his way to blow up a gay pride parade.
Yep.
And on the same day, you know. So who knows? Who knows? I'm still following it. There's going to be a lot of information that's going to be coming out. I don't, you know, I don't trust the mainstream media. I don't trust our government. And I know they want to take my guns away from me. I know that's their motive, and it's not beyond. I don't put it beyond them to put on one of these stunts in order to improve their agenda. They do have an agenda, and they have a lot of money.
So what's your thesis?
Okay, so...
Because I did sort of derail you because you said something that I want to clarify.
We'll talk about it next week when I have more information. There's a video that's floating out there.
And I'm not going to be here next week, so you get to talk with Mark.
There's a video that's floating out there, and I'll be sure not to say gypped when Mark's on the air. And it must be good because everyone's sharing it. It looks like it's produced from AJ Plus. It looks like a new media outfit. It's basically an ex CIA agent officer, and she's just coming out. She's talking about blowback, but she opens it up with the idea that everyone, whatever side they come from, everyone thinks they're the good guy. So when you go down the street and you talk about ISIS, ISIL, whatever they call it, Daesh to an American, you ask them, you know, what they're all about, and you know, an American's going to say Islam, Muslim, terrorists. They're all out to kill me and my children, and they want to kill me for my freedoms. But if you go over and you ask who's the bad guy, they'll say, well, they're the bad guys. We're the good guys. You go over to the Middle East, to any of these countries that are being bombarded with bombs and being run out of their countries, and you ask them, what's up? You know, what are you fighting for? And they're like, well, we're fighting against the man. We're fighting against the empire. Right. You know, and we're doing and we're doing it to protect our livelihoods and our children. And when you ask them who's the good guy and who's the bad guy, they say, well, we're the good guys. They're the bad guys. And if we were to bring some movies into the like a very popular one, Star Wars, you know, you had a ragtag bunch of rebels who we all were rooting for. And they were fighting the Empire, who had all the money and the resources, and the ragtag rebels were outnumbered by these people. And who were you rooting for? Who did you identify with? You identified with the rebels.
Sure. People want to identify with the rebels as they go and vote for Trump or vote for Hillary.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But I think the premise is there that in every society on the planet, if there is a government in place, there is going to be spin. Governments can apply a pressure to journalists. They can deny them access. They can grant them access. They can make your career. They can break your career. You also have large corporations that have vested interests in how things turn out, and they can do the same thing. And then you have, you know, aside from the government itself, you have just the politicos that, you know, Rahm Emanuel said it most famously, you never let a serious crisis go to waste. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things you think you could not do before.
Unquote.
Yeah, and that is exactly it. So, you know, I see it in this, whether or not we have crisis actors, whether or not we have anything else, when you see the stream of media that just comes out and says, now it's weapons of war because assault rifle kind of has lost its flavor, now it's weapons of war, even though nobody's going to be using a civilian AR-15 in a war zone, that's just not how things go. But that's what they're doing, you know. They are using a horrible event to further an agenda, and it's sad.
To sell more tanks, to sell more nukes, to sell drones.
No, I'm talking about the liberals, the anti-gun crowd that wants to get the guns off the street, and I will say, you know, out of people's possession, and I'll include our government in that because they don't like the idea of an armed populace. But that's where it is specifically here. Now we have all the other groups that will glom on and make hay out of this. And please, if anybody knows anything about me, I am very pro self-defense. But the NRA is making hay out of this too, yep. As is every pro-gun group. So it's not just one side. Neither side will let a crisis go to waste.
Yeah, I got some more to this, Daryl, if we come back to me.
Certainly. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we're also on Skype. Username is lrn.fm.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris. And Conan.
And we'll get back to your calls. Let's go to Mark calling in from, I believe this is Utah. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Daryl. I really wanted to say that I'm sorry that you didn't get the Libertarian nomination, but I'll move on to my topic. My topic tonight is the flat Earth. And I know that you guys kind of talk bad about the flat Earth, but you know, like maybe about 3 months ago, I probably would have agreed with you that it sounded absolutely like bat poop crazy. But I want to tell you there is some, I want to say some evidence towards the flat Earth.
All right. What's the evidence?
All right. The first evidence, I got three examples. The first one is. There was a picture of the skyline of Chicago that was taken across the Great Lakes on the other shore, using a high-powered zoom camera. And you can see the entire skyline and even like the smaller buildings. And you can even see part of what appears to be sort of like the shoreline.
Okay.
And,
isn't that about a 60 mile width?
Yeah. And according to the distance across it, you really should only be able to see the top of the highest buildings. You shouldn't be able to see the buildings at the shorter buildings. You should only be able to see like a tiny, tiny part of the skyline. And, so according to the flat Earth, considering that it's all at sea level, According to the flat Earth, that should be possible, but according to the round Earth, that should not be possible. And it was actually covered on a local mainstream news, and they talked about it, and they said that it was a mirage. But unfortunately, you know, mirages have, like, this inverted look to them, whereas this one did not. It looked like just a straight skyline. Okay. So that was the first, piece of evidence. Another piece of evidence was that there was a mathematician in ancient Egypt who noticed that at a particular time, that the sun was right above him, so it cast for him a 0-degree shadow. And he, and over in Alexandria at that exact same time, there was a 7.3-degree shadow. And given that they're like, you know, a few hundred miles apart from each other, or Cairo and Alexandria, he did some basic math and said with a 0-degree shadow and a 7.3-degree shadow, given the distance between the cities, that the sun should actually be 4,000 miles up in the sky.
Right. Okay, well,
He didn't come up with that. He actually was trying to prove that the Earth was circular, and it was the Eratosthenes.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly, but it's like Rastatini.
But his hypothesis was that that Earth was round, and he was trying to prove according to those measurements, he proved that the sun was 93 million miles or whatever it is.
Gotcha.
But that was only if it was round. If the Earth was flat, then it proves that the sun is only 4,000 miles away.
Okay, so I got to jump in here, Mark. I want to give you a real world example because I'm an amateur radio guy. I'm a ham radio operator. So one of the things that I do is I use the ionosphere to bounce signals greater distances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the Earth is round, and then I can bounce it off at an angle, and it's going to come down. For example, from New Hampshire, it will come down in Kuwait. And I don't have the power in my radio to do that line of sight. You know, I'm only operating at 25 watts or so. The second thing is I also use my radio and a handheld antenna to track satellites, amateur satellites that have been put up there, not by governments, but put up there by amateur radio enthusiasts that orbit the Earth. And I can use my satellite tracking program so I know what time it's going to come up over the horizon where I'm at. And I will literally use a directional antenna, and I will slowly move my hand in an arc as I can talk for those 4 or 5 minutes. I can communicate with that satellite, and I can talk to other people that are using that same satellite. Then it goes away. And then some period of time, again, it will come up on that horizon again, and it will go over and disappear. I will lose the signal.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to me,
you could do the same thing on a flat Earth.
Could I?
Could you? Because it's not going up and over the horizon. It's going around, and so you're only able to see it for a certain...
But how do different ham radio operators all over the world experience the same thing? Yet we
are you actually bouncing it off of the stratosphere? Or are you actually just
I'm bouncing it straight forward? I'm shooting from my antenna, my transceiver to the satellite, and then it's coming down talking to somebody else.
Well, and satellites are technically possible according to the flat Earth. All that the satellites would do is they rotate mostly probably a clockwise direction.
So you're telling me amateur radio operators design something that would work with a flat Earth solution, right?
I guess it's how far those waves will actually transmit straight forward. Maybe if you're high enough up, because you're going to have to go through mountains and stuff.
Hold on. So, Mark, you're the first flat earther that's called in to say that satellites could exist with a flat Earth. All of the other flat earthers that have called in said satellites don't exist because space does not exist.
Those are the permanent flat earthers, where there's a bowl over us and you can't go any further than that.
Yeah, according to those people, there's like a dome over the Earth or something like that.
But, so you do not believe that there's a dome over the Earth?
Well, I do believe that satellites do exist because there is this thing called DirecTV that uses this thing called a satellite.
Yes.
Uh, that actually does get a signal, you know, like that there isn't, even if you're not going to get anything else, you do get a signal from the satellite. So I do acknowledge the satellites do exist.
Okay, so let me ask this question. What's on the underside of the flat Earth? Is it another flat Earth?
Yes. According to Admiral Byrd, who did an expedition to the North Pole and then to the South Pole, he said that when he got to the North Pole, this is according to his diaries, when he got to the North Pole and there was actually a hole in the North Pole. And according to the Flat Earth model, the North Pole is located at the exact center of the Earth. And the South Pole is actually, the Antarctica is sort of like an ice wall around the Earth. So according to the Flat Earth model, the Earth really looks more like the UN logo than anything else. But according to Admiral Byrd, he actually went into, as he was approaching the North Pole, his airplane that he was flying in and his crew was flying in, their airplanes were taken offline and were like remotely controlled and were guided in, and he was greeted by like emissaries of this other civilization that actually is on what he called the inside of the Earth.
Okay, I got to hop in here again. So
it has its own sun.
To me, all the explanations that I've heard for the possibility of a flat Earth sort of fly in the face of Occam's razor. If the Earth is round, that certainly explains all sorts of phenomena that we talk about. It does. It to me, it explains very clearly how tides work. It explains
sunsets,
time zones.
So
it explains very easily how.
Why don't tides work on the Great Lakes?
Size. That's off the top of my head. But how does
the Great Lakes are above.
If I apply Occam's,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, if I apply Occam's razor, where I just see the most obvious answer is most likely correct, I don't have to really do any strenuous exercise if I make the assumption the Earth is round.
Mark, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Your calls possible if you call in now, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Moments remain on this edition of Free Talk Live. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? If so, then stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available right now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Let's go to Tom calling in from Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. You know, listening to the Flat Earth guy, was that one of you or was that a caller?
That was a caller.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not laughing. I think there's a lot of anomalies that really beg the question of whether or not, you know, we're being sold a bill of goods as to what's going on out there. You know, there's an old Latin phrase called nullius in verba. It means take no man's word for it.
Amen.
If you think about it, a lot of things that we believe and we really think we know it, but we're basing those beliefs on what other people have told us. Take, for example, the radio information. You know, once that radio wave goes out there, you're basing your beliefs on certain laws of physics and certain laws of the universe that you've been told are out there, and it's really a hypothesis that you have. You haven't really observed those waves bouncing off of anything and going anywhere directly. You've made no direct observation, so it's
no,
just something
you're,
about.
Yeah. Yeah, you are correct. I mean, I am basing that on my understanding of the science behind radio waves. And who knows? I could be completely wrong. There could be a giant godlike figure up there with a big parabolic microphone that bounces those waves for me. I have no idea. But I know this. I know that I understand the science behind it. I understand what I understand to be the physics of it. And it makes sense to me. And, you know, for someone to convince me otherwise, then you're going to have to present an intellectual argument that's more convincing than the knowledge that I've already amassed.
Sure, and there's value to that. I'm not knocking the fact that taking a theory and putting it to the test, even if it's on paper with mathematics, there's definitely value there. Maybe not to prove something beyond a reasonable doubt, but certainly to get the level up to maybe maybe a preponderance of the evidence. So, yeah, I'm not knocking that at all. I just think there's some interesting anomalies. You know, take flight paths, for instance. The airlines do weird things that actually make sense on a flat Earth model, but when you put it to a globe, they don't make sense. There's flights that are ghost flights that are listed, but they never take place. There are emergency landings which mysteriously land without having traveled the distance that they should have traveled in order to get to the nearest emergency facility. And these things are documented, and you don't hear about it, but, you know, those things really, you know, caused me to become very curious about that sort of thing. Now, let me ask you a question. You know about the radio waves. I don't. Would the same physics apply if there was a dome? You know, just spitballing here.
Sort of, but sort of not, because the ionosphere, what that portion of our atmosphere that radio waves bounce off of, the theory is that there are many different layers of it, and if I bounce off of the E layer, things behave differently than if I bounce off a layer that's deeper, like the F layer, for example. And if we lay out a model of the ionosphere, then these things seem to make sense. And believe me, this is my first Flat Earther call on Free Talk Live, so this is kind of my first exposure to it. I don't mean to come across as intolerant, but it's a tall mountain to climb to convince me otherwise.
I would say it's kind of laughable. And, Tom, I do wish we had more time for your call, but we've got other people. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Let's go to Stephen calling in from our very own New Hampshire. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, happy Bloomsday, people.
What is Bloomsday?
This is Bloomsday, a literary event. On June 16th, 1904, Mr. Leopold Bloom ate with relish the inner organs of beasts and fowl, and it is a day of stream of consciousness and utter anarchy that was a literary product that was banned in at least a couple of nation states. England and the United States, I believe.
Hold on. So stream of consciousness was banned at one point?
Oh, yes. The human mind. Who would believe that they would ban a stream of consciousness? But, yes, the one in book form, it was banned. But overcome and now is the literary event of the 20th century, according to many critics.
So how are we to celebrate Bloomsday?
Oh, by wishing for Irish independence and the independence of all, if you like, extended as you wish. But I'd like to offer some random chosen words from Mr. Leopold Bloom. A man's touch. Sad music. Church music. Perhaps here. Zoe Higgins. A young whore in a sapphire split, closed with three bronze buckles. A slim black velvet fillet round her throat. Nods, trips, down the steps, and accosts him. Zoe, are you someone?
There's still more. Okay. I was going to say that definitely sounds like some random stream of consciousness.
Yeah, you got Ulysses. You could go through the whole book.
I enjoyed
it. Thank you.
Days upon days to go through the whole book, but of course all I have is a line or a sentence, and my wish is for Irish independence, and if that's what it takes, a sentence will do.
Well, and I thank you. I mean, you had enlightened me to Bloomsday, which I was not aware of, but
yeah, I
did a little Googling on it. And
It takes place in Dublin, yes, in 1904, June 16th. And it really was at a cusp of Irish cultural revolution with William Butler Yeats, the poet, paving the way, and James Joyce here writing the uncensored stream of consciousness of a regular old guy, Mr. Leopold Bloom and Stephen Dedalus and the rest of their hallucination. And I just hope that mind can flourish and all the advances of the human race can enjoy themselves in whatever artistic ways they find.
Stephen, thank you for the call. Let's go to Glenn calling in from California. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I want to talk about the libertarian society. How would something like
the Environmental Protection Agency, you know, which looks out for our best interests and taking care of the environment, how would they have any power or anything? How would they?
I didn't know that they did look out for our best interests. Talking about you polluted lake. Full of
the Animas River that the EPA polluted a couple of months ago is still extremely toxic, and it was polluted because the EPA said you have to, like, seal up these mines, and then some EPA inspector was walking around and punctured the stuff, and millions of gallons of toxins leaked into
the
river.
I mean, what have they really done good for us that we wouldn't have done ourselves?
Let's hear the caller out. I'd like to hear more of his premise. But and let's go with the premise that you believe that the EPA is there to do a service that benefits all people. Is that fair?
Right. That's what they're supposed to be doing, right?
Okay.
So
yep,
let's
agree.
Say in a society where there's very little government or none, how can there be any organization who's, you know, if they're how could a place that would represent the environment in the better interest make any money and survive?
Okay, so let me start out by talking about my little piece of land here in New Hampshire. I've got 15 acres. At the top of it, I have a well. At the bottom of it, I have a lake. And in between, I have a house. And I also do things like I mow the lawn and I have gasoline and all sorts of, you know, chemicals that I use. I use cleaning chemicals in my house and things like that. So consider that a microcosm of some form of ecology. I have a interest in preserving the pond down at the bottom. I want to make sure that my drinking water is safe. So I
do things.
But
what about the guy uphill from you? He doesn't care what drains down.
He's your neighbor, and so you're gonna have a relationship with that guy. As long as you upkeep that relationship, you're gonna have to live with each other. So if he's polluting your land, if he's aggressing against
Glenn,
you, that's a problem.
Glenn, we don't have time to finish this call. Call back earlier tomorrow. We're on the air 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, all 7 nights of the week. And we're always online at freetalklive.com. It's been Daryl, Chris, and Conan. We'll be back tomorrow night.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a 3-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.